was the ring breeze, and the tide was close to spring. I rowed and stared o'er the silvery seas, and quietly he would sing. His song was full of the ebbs and flows of a lifetime spent to sail, and carried a motion which pain bestows in its mythical, mystic tale. And the tune grew slow as the moon grew low as he sang through the rolling waters. The stars grew bright in the darkening night as he sang of his mother's daughters. In a brogue he'd sing with many the word known only to the sea, and the rhythms he used had the none of us heard ever used by another than he. But none could ever turn away, but his words were being sung as a told of a life where his soul used to play in the realm where he once was young. And the tune grew slow as the moon grew low as he sang of enchanted waters, and the tears would arise in his dark saddened eyes as he cried for his mother's daughters. Sang of the isles of the northern shore, where the folk were of ancient descent. They lived there a life cast in legend and lore, where the sea gales would seldom relent. Where the gull and the guillemot side by side survived under windswept rocks. Where the seal and humans both lived off the tides down the wave-battered shores and lochs. And the tune grew slow as the moon grew low as he sang of those island waters, and the sea would moan a lament of its own for the song of his mother's daughters. He sang of the kin who lived with the sea from before the islands were rolled, the elderly clan and the sills living free till the days when the legends foretold, when the mainland men with the greed and knives destroying peaceful days in search of the skins and the island wives which had ended the mystical ways. And the tune grew slow as the moon grew low as he sang of the wasteful slaughters, when the seals put pride when their parents died like the cries of his mother's daughters. His song would begin by the set of the moon at tide. He'd walk to the bow with his leathery skin, which at all other times he would hide. He would carry the skin in his long slender hands, with the fingers webbed and strong, and he'd sing of the past in the mythical land where his kindred did once belong. And the tune grew slow as the moon grew low as he yearned far across the waters, the time when he and the seals swim free as they played with his mother's daughters. One midsummer night while dodging the rocks off a coastline which none of us knew, the full moon was dancing from island locks as the seals started swimming in view. The springs there were running so strong of a tide that I scarce had time to see our boat and clambering down o'er the side as he bade his farewells to me. The tune grew slow as the moon grew low as he died down beneath the waters, from where he'd gone several seals swam on, were they he and his mother.